Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy are about to get a little wild in this podcast. If money feels a little wild, NAB's right there with you. From weekly groceries to the yearly holiday, whatever matters to you, NAB can help wrangle it. NAB, more than money. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, pretty up and about, Jesse boy. Carrie, how are you?
We have such a big show coming up today. Someone that I'm so excited to speak to.
Yes.
Do you remember, we've only ever given the time game money away three times.
That's correct.
So it's currently worth $100,000 every day.
Or is it?
And one of the winners we have given the time game money to over the years was beautiful Rachel.
Yes.
Her story, I mean, most people couldn't believe how that all panned out and how she won the money.
Yep.
Her story was extraordinary. We have not heard from Rachel since, and today on the show we're going to find out how life-changing that amount of money was for Rachel and how she's going now. And I'm so excited to hear from her, because often when you give the money away, you never get a chance to hear what people do with
that
it and how
true.
Their life has changed.
And we're going to try and give away that money again. Not too long. Another. Could it be $100,000?
Absolutely, definitely is.
Could be.
But up next, we did something life-changing to you during the week. Well, I'm hoping it's going to be life-changing, and that is inspired my booty drop.
Don't get me.
I got 99 problems.
We're going to
drop it like it's hot.
Big Moss booty drop.
So I'm about to get on Hypnotize by
Biggie.
That rolled off my tongue, didn't it?
The notorious today B-I-G. We've got the notorious B.I.G. here to have a chat.
The reason I'm about to play this is because up next we're going to share with the world you being hypnotized. You got hypnotized on Wednesday, was
that
it
was
now,
correct.
To quit vaping. How
yes.
did you go? We're going to find out. All on the other side of this.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And because a couple of days ago, I got hypnotised by the wonderful Angela from the Melbourne Natural Medicine Clinic to stop vaping.
Yeah, you said to the team that you wanted to stop vaping.
Yes.
You've said that lots of times and tried various things, but this time you said, I really want to try hypnotherapy.
Yes, because I've had friends who have smoked a pack a day for years, and the only thing that's got them to stop is hypnosis.
Now, I've always been a bit skeptical hypnosis. You had this done 2 days ago. I'm fascinated to know if you've had a vape since, which you will tell us once you talk us through what it was like to be hypnotized.
Yes. So it was just me and Angela in the room. You guys left. I don't really know why that happened.
Well, we just thought we'd leave you two to it.
Okay.
And we sat outside and watched.
Yes.
Know,
you're easily
weird.
Distracted.
Yes, it was like I was in a cage.
Yes, you were very much like you were in a cage.
Yes, and the first bit was went as expected, which is they put you to sleep.
So I'm going to get you to pick a spot on the wall behind me.
Yeah.
And I want you to keep focusing on that spot and just keep your eyes totally and completely focused on that spot. And soon, very soon, you'll notice that your eyelids are becoming very heavy as they begin to blink more and more. And at first, they may feel a little strained or a little uncomfortable. But soon, they will become so heavy that you can barely keep them open.
So that's me going on the nod.
I know. She almost put us all on the nod.
When
it was very mesmerising.
Out in the air.
We were listening outside watching you. Mm. But the bit that I found fascinating was when she got to talk to you about the vape itself. Mm. And the moment she tried to explain to you how gross vaping is and why you should stop was fascinating.
In your mind, in your imagination, I'd like you to begin to create a scene of a science laboratory with a mad scientist who we will call Max. He's wearing a lab coat. Max is standing in front of a counter on which you see beakers, pestle and mortar, a bowl filled with a strange-looking product, and you're going into this laboratory to discover the facts about vaping juices for yourself. You notice that Max is using the pestle and mortar to grind together various metals and minerals into a very fine powder. With an evil glint in his steely eyes, Max tells you that the metals are highly toxic and that chronic low exposure to the dust in the powders, they can cause poisoning.
And then it wasn't just the description that happened. Did you know this next bit was going to happen?
Yes, because she asked us what word would help for you to attach to vaping. That means every time you were going to go for a vape, you would say. Mm. And so we chose this word because you've said it as a joke on air before and we thought it would be funny. But we chose this word that you were to say going forward every time you wanted to vape.
Mm.
And as you're listening to me, all you can think of is how disgustingly repulsive this concoction is. And the only word you have to describe this concoction is yucky. From now on, whenever anyone mentions a vape, or if you ever dare to think of the vape, the only word that comes to your mind is, you guessed it, yucky.
Now, you haven't said yucky yet, and the concoction she was talking about was, she had put together this jar, the grossest looking thing I've seen in a while, that she was going to get you to smell to see, under this hypnotic state you were under, whether it would straight away make you think vape and straight away make you say yucky.
Lucky that I have a thick stomach and I'm known not to spew easily.
What happened when she opened this jar under your nose while you were being hypnotized? We'll find out next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And if you have just joined us, we are in the middle of my hypnosis, Bickers, because on Wednesday I got hypnotised to quit vaping, and you are about to find out how successful that has been.
Fascinated, because I am sceptical.
Yes, I was with Angela from Melbourne Natural Medicine Clinic, and this point in the hypnosis, she had a jar and it had like maggots and stuff in it and some foul-smelling thing. I couldn't see because my eyes were shut.
Yeah, because she was trying to get you to imagine that was the vape inside you, I think.
And so this is how I handled it very calmly.
I'm going to get you to open your eyes. You'll still remain in hypnosis, but you'll open your eyes and see this repulsive concoction before you. Following my voice now as I count you from 1 to 3, and opening your eyes when I get to 3. 1, 2, 3. Just opening your eyes.
Yucky!
And closer.
Yucky.
Good.
Yuck!
Give it a stir. Good. Good. That wasn't pleasant, was it?
Oh.
That's good. You can take it away now.
Oh, that's...
So in a moment, I'm going to get you to close your eyes again. But before I get you to close your eyes, can you please describe one more time what you just saw before you?
Yucky.
Good.
It was yucky. I was correct. It was yucky.
It was so vulnerable watching you in that moment. And it was when I realised...
spewing behind a case of glass?
No, not that bit. You going, yucky, yucky, like a five-year-old. It but was yucky. I've always thought when you've seen like people clucking like chickens on stage under hypnosis that it's all a bit of a joke. But watching you in that for that 20 minutes that you went under, I don't believe you were acting when you did that yucky bit. I do honestly feel like you were under hypnosis.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like, yeah. Like.
Yeah, but yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yes, I'm saying I believe you.
I know, but why are you getting angry at me?
I'm not. I'm getting passionate. It's a difference between anger and passion.
Is there? There is. And then it was time for Angela to bring me out of hypnosis.
Just follow my voice now as we go from one, two, becoming aware of the sounds both inside and outside of this room. Three, I want you to feel your muscle tone returning, wriggling your fingers and toes. Four, eyelids beginning to flutter. And five, eyes wide open and coming back to full awareness. How was that?
I don't know. It was wonderful. I feel like I feel like it either took 2 minutes or like 2 hours.
So I think we would have gone probably 20 minutes or so.
It honestly felt like if I had to bet my family on how long that went for,
yeah.
I couldn't tell you if it was closer to, honestly, like minutes or hours.
Yeah.
How'd you go?
Yeah, good. I mean, I think good.
You look like you're asleep. So are they not asleep?
Not asleep, no. Relaxed, mm-hmm. but focused on what I'm suggesting. So do you remember the mad scientist?
I do.
Yeah.
The main thing, I could start to, when you were talking about crushing up metal, I could start to already picture breathing in a vape and having like particles that I could feel, like gritty particles going down my throat.
Awesome.
And it already, yeah. So, Bickers, it's been 2 days now.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think's happened?
I'm fascinated because I know how many times a day we watch you in the studio, how often you...
I walk outside, yep.
You are... what's the word? How often you want to vape.
Yes.
So I'm fascinated. I've not seen you pick up a vape yet today.
2 days, no vaping.
Amazing.
Thank you, Angela.
You've thought about it a lot. What happens when you think about it?
I got home and I threw them all out and then I think about metal bits swirling down my throat and cutting my throat up. And
wow.
I tried to stop drinking as well. That did not go so well.
But
get
you haven't
Angela
done,
back.
I was going to say you haven't done that under hypnosis.
Get Angela
That's
back.
Next week.
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$100,000 still to give away, hopefully today, because...
Yes, and in some beautiful news, mm-hmm. The time game has only gone off three times in
three
its history.
Masters of time.
One of those masters of time was beautiful Rachel,
yes.
Who at the time we spoke to her was homeless and desperately needed the money to get back on her feet.
Yep.
6 months on, later this hour, we're going to be chatting to the beautiful Rachel and we're going to find out how life-changing that 50K has been for her.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Woo!
Your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little and we've got a special edition of this.
Verses. Same, but backwards.
What makes it special this week?
Because we're celebrating the time game.
Oh.
It's finally jackpotted to $100,000, which is unbelievable.
Well,
so all of these songs are time related.
Time themed, yes.
Will it be $100,000 again today?
It will be. It's every day.
Interesting question.
Because when you do that, it makes you put doubt in people's mind. Guys,
could be more.
There's 100K on the line every single day.
Well, they better get in quick.
Day.
Listen to Brecky, find out how you can play the time game.
Yes.
That's true.
Mm.
Now, your first song, Carrie, you are winning 3-4 at the moment, mm-hmm. which means if it's a tie, Tommy gets the points.
Mm.
First song.
Tommy.
Tommy.
It's Time After Time.
Three.
By Those Young Guys.
Two.
John Farnham.
One.
Backstreet Boys.
Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. It's your love. When we said they were time themed, I was about to go, oh, well, Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time.
Oh,
and I
is
thought,
she girls just want to have fun as well?
Keep your powder dry, yes.
Oh. Ah,
points to Jesse.
Thinking different things because I was thinking, I will keep it to myself, which one I was thinking.
Okay. One zip to Biggers, song number two.
Tommy.
Tommy.
It's not the one I thought it was going to be.
Three.
Can I hear it again?
No.
Two.
It is
one.
Time by Run Around the Town Boys.
Because would you like to hear it
yes,
again?
Yes, please. Oh, About Damn Time, Lizzo.
I'm ready.
If
I'm ready.
Tommy doesn't get this one.
I'm ready. I'm going with my guess.
Song number three.
Tommy. Kesha TikTok.
Oh, it's going to be in there somewhere.
Oh, no, that's the only one I can think of, though. Someone give me another time one. Yeah.
Okay. Song okay. Number four.
Tommy.
Harry.
Quox, Coldplay. Give me another
fun
time.
Anymore.
Give me another time song.
Yeah, well, what's just stop now. Let's make it
okay,
fair.
It's a time.
What do you mean?
Let's make it fair.
Hang on. Sorry, I haven't done anything wrong.
Stop giving them to him.
So it's a tie. If Biggers doesn't get wrong. This, you don't even have to
oh,
guess.
That's wonderful.
Okay. All right, song number five.
Carrie.
Biggers.
It's Britney Spears. Three. Baby One More Time.
Oh, well done.
It's killing me and I.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Friday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's time for this.
My ideas are golden. They're diamonds in the rough. If they give me a chance, they'll see I am enough.
Pitch don't kill my vibe.
Producer.
Pitch don't kill my vibe.
Producer.
Pitch don't kill my vibe.
Producer.
Pitch don't kill my vibe.
Producer Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Steps up to the plate. This is, if you haven't heard it before, it is the Scraps of the Week.
But we should point out the last time producer Georgia stepped up to the plate on her own was when she let us know that she wanted our permission to go on a 6-week holiday.
Exchange.
It's not an exchange. You're going on a holiday.
Exchange for what?
And then I found out after the fact that she was going regardless of what we said.
Yeah, she just told us.
She was just politely telling us.
Usually this is stuff that they've pitched to you and you've gone, nah, I don't reckon, and they try a second time. I don't reckon you've told them about this.
This is an anomaly because I actually haven't told you guys about this yet.
About
but
what?
You hadn't told us about your
trip yet,
6-week exchange.
I mentioned it.
No, you really hadn't.
Yeah, a couple times, actually.
You'd said things like this. You'd said things like, how good a holiday is that? Never specifically.
No, I remember trying to catch you guys as you would walk out and you were just throwing your papers at me,
that's
coffee
true.
Cups, everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But my pitch this week, we've obviously been playing the time game, which is amazing, changing people's lives, a lot of money.
Yes.
I would love to play for the 100K.
Oh.
She's got a big exchange.
Doesn't the terms and conditions mean
for?
You can't play if you're connected to the show?
Well, like, define connected, really.
You're a producer on the show.
She's about to leave.
But you're not even going to spend the money in our economy.
No, I will. It's actually...
For what?
I need new boobs.
What?
I need a reduction.
I was going to say,
really badly.
I was about to say, I don't think you need more.
You are going to destroy your back, young lady.
I was thinking, I look at them That's often it. And think I would love them. Maybe
no,
we could use some kind
them.
Of exchange program.
No, I would love to get a reduction.
Okay.
So I've looked into it. It's going to be pricey.
How much is a reduction?
Like $27,500.
Oh, my gosh. Is that right?
So what, you're going to get four of them?
Because you win the 100K.
Yeah. I mean, some spending money in Europe wouldn't go astray either.
Can I ask you genuinely what, why you need the reduction? Like, as in, sorry, not grilling you, but genuinely interested.
As in, like, why I decided
now. How does it impact
now?
Your life? Yeah.
Too much attention.
Yeah. Too many
I'm
stairs.
Asking her genuinely.
I feel uncomfortable in the workplace, actually. I just have not even joking, chronically a terrible back. Like when I exercise, everything is just awful.
And
running's
it
hard, it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've always, like, I want kids and they're going to get bigger, obviously, when I have kids. So, yeah. Just lifestyle wise.
And then they get much smaller after.
And I think I'll look way skinnier. Snaps.
Okay. Shall we let Georgia play the time game?
I mean, I
How
like
about,
the,
here's a different
the gumption
deal.
Of it.
You can't play. For 100K because you do work for us and you're actually not allowed.
Are we playing for a boob job?
If
reduction.
Sorry, it's still a job.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a surgery. It's medically necessary is how
if,
we refer to it.
But if
you get bang
on
5
on
seconds, how about Tommy and I pay for your reduction?
Oh.
A tit each.
Are you taking the left or the
Have
right?
Got a bigger? Is there a bigger? Make Carrie pay for the bigger one.
The right one's a bigger one.
Okay, Carrie, you pay for the right one.
Okay.
So is that a deal? We'll pay for your
reduction.
If you get
oh my God,
a bang
I'm
on
so
five.
Nervous.
But hang on, hey, just on the
I'm really
on
bad
the,
at it.
On the medically
hold on, hold
necessary.
On. Are you telling me not to play?
No, I'm saying don't do anything dodgy. Just play as
I never
you
do anything
normally.
Dodgy. No, and I'm about to leave because the ferret's coming in. So you're gonna have to talk to him.
So true.
There is too much pantomime. you just be in charge of the clock.
I actually know there's another member of our team who's openly told us about her reduction and said it was life-changing.
Yes, and that is also, that played a lot into my decision because I've been sitting on the fence for a number of years.
Because you're very young.
Yeah.
But she also had it quite young.
Yeah.
And she said she was very glad that she had it so young. So...
We're not mentioning you.
They're still perky.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I didn't want to say your name. I didn't know if she wanted to talk about it.
My name is Pippa and I have had a breast reduction.
But you did say, Pip, you had it quite young too, that yes. It was life-changing for
it
you.
It was the best thing ever. You know what actually changed my mind is when Pip said, my nipples went from looking down here to looking up here. And I was like, oh, God, that's what I need. I need that.
So you know how you said it's like medically necessary. Doesn't mm-hmm. that mean you can get it...
On Medicare?
Yeah.
No, because they only, so you do get a little bit on Medicare, but they don't cover like the
in hospital
the surgical
stay.
Fees.
Oh.
Yeah, so the surgeon's
fees. Oh, so the
fees,
hospital fee would be covered.
Covered, yeah. So
but
out
not
of
the
pocket,
surgeon's
it's
fees.
It's like $17,000, I think.
Gosh,
still.
It's still a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try and win you this boob reduction. It's just weird to say. Okay. All right. You know how this works.
Yes, I'm so nervous.
Our ferret here will say start and you say stop at exactly 4 seconds.
I know, but it's weird because we also then kick the person to their death.
I know, and we do need your producing skills.
But, I mean, maybe those breasts will cause you to bounce off the bottom of the ground.
Joke about a woman's breasts like that.
Especially not when it's medical.
No, but, I don't think so.
When I'm about to pay for them, I'm allowed to have a comment
or
two.
It doesn't work like that.
Does it work like that, Jay?
No, it doesn't, actually.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you don't pay for them, then you can joke all you want.
No, Jay, can't ever joke
Sorry,
about your boobs.
I didn't want to put words in another woman's mouth, but if you want to do that, Kerry, that's fine. But, that's okay. 5 seconds.
Oh my God.
If you bang on, boobs are getting reduced. Are you ready? Are you ready? Hey, Jake, compose
yourself. Get in the zone. Compose yourself. Everybody get in the zone.
Compose yourself. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Start.
Stop.
Oh. Oh. What happened?
I wouldn't jump up and down like that.
Wait till after.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen the ferret this excited all week.
We're talking about titties.
For a boob reduction, how did producer Georgia go?
4.62.
Oh, it's rigged.
Oh, she bounced back up.
Oh, Jay. So good to
you're
see
doing
you.
It, Jay.
Oh, Jay.
I'm so good to be back, guys.
Gary and Tommy.
Yeah, still to come. $100,000, guys.
Ooh. It's smelling like it's close. Can you smell that, Cash?
Do you think it's going to go off today?
I reckon it might.
Also, it is 2 weeks out from my great Wall of China Marathon.
Yes.
We are going to talk all things marathon and the inspo I found to get me up this wall. I'm going to share with you. It might inspire you for your weekend run as well.
Yes. Can I say something I haven't said on radio before?
Yeah.
Don't touch that dial.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
Your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The time game is worth $100,000 every day, and we are going to play again in just a matter of minutes. But if you're thinking, what would I do with the money?
Yes.
This game, this special game of ours that seems to be surrounded by luck, has gone off 3 times in its mm-hmm. history. And it went off to one incredibly deserving woman called Rachel. This was when we gave Rachel, and it surprised her as much as us, the 50K.
For $50,000, if you hear a zero out of Jesse's mouth here, you have won $50,000. Jesse, we've heard 5.0 so far. What is the...
How did Rachel go?
Last number.
Zero.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
No idea.
Oh, it's going to make me cry again. 6 months on from that win, and Rachel joins us on the line now. Rachel, welcome.
Hello.
How does it feel hearing that back, Rach?
Oh, yeah. It's
It's a struggle. I cry every time.
Oh, we do too, if it helps.
Rachel, if I wasn't there that day, I wouldn't have believed it. Like, if I reckon if I was listening to the radio, I would have gone, they've set this up, or it, did people around you have the same feeling?
I didn't let people know.
Yeah.
Oh, because I remember when we spoke to you at the time, you were very, we were very careful about how we spoke about your situation.
Yeah.
Yep. Because at the time you were sleeping at a caravan park in your car because you were homeless, which was one of the other reasons why your win was so overwhelming for all of us, I think you included. Can you tell us, Rach, what you did with the $50,000?
Well, when I... Previously to winning the money, I was in a little Nissan Pulsar, and now I'm in an X-Trail.
Sick.
And I had accommodation in a little 12-foot 1970 caravan that simply had a bed and kind of a kitchen, but nothing worked. And now I'm in an 18-foot caravan, and I have a little plot of land where I'm setting up my home.
Oh, Rach, that's so good. And how life-changing has it been for your day-to-day life and your family and your daughter who we spoke to and who was so
just
beautiful?
Just everybody, so we've excited. Just, yeah. Everyone's had fun. I actually, my daughter bought the Nissan X-Trail for herself a few months previous and she hated it. She didn't like it. It wasn't a little get-up-and-go car. So I bought it off her so she could go and get herself what she wanted.
Yeah.
So, a few of us benefited out of it. we donated a bit of money and we donated lots of toys at Christmas to some of the local charities. And being that I moved into more permanent residence at a caravan park, I got to meet a lot of other people that were in very similar situations to me. So there were lots of shouts happening and everyone around me benefited. Nobody needed to know where the money came from, but everyone around me benefited.
Rach, obviously we're speaking to you in the middle of an absolute epidemic in this country of violence against women. And we didn't go into too much details at the time of your win, but you were homeless because you had left a domestic violence relationship.
Yeah.
How do you feel? I mean, first of all, we're so pleased to know you are in safer accommodation now, but how are you feeling when you're watching what's happening around the country at the moment?
It's horrible. It's absolutely disgusting. And in our local area, in Albury-Wodonga, we have so many women that are needing emergency accommodation. We only have a few. I work at one of the motels that we have that supply that emergency accommodation to these women. But unfortunately, there's a gap. And the gap we see is that those who are affected by substance and are also homeless tend to get the accommodation first. So because of funding and because of lack of accommodation available, they're having contact with police, they're having contact with hospitals, they're having mental health issues because of substance. They're getting more of the emergency accommodation than the women fleeing family violence.
So when you hear some of the measures that the government's putting in place, do you think about time or do you think nowhere near enough? Like, what do you think's needed?
Oh, look, stop throwing money out like lollies to shut us up. They're not God stoppers. You need to put these facilities in place for these women. There's two separate issues going on with homelessness. One is obviously substance abuse, which everyone assumes that's all it's about. But the other one is the domestic violence. The other one is lack of rental properties. Stop throwing money into investigations and, oh, we're going to look into this and see if this will work. We know there's things in Ballarat and Bendigo, places that are over, that they've set up where it's common accommodation. Women who are going through that have the police on hand. They have mental health workers on hand. They have support workers for the children on hand. It is all there. We need more of those facilities around this country. Stop putting them in boxes in hotel rooms with emotional children and no support.
Rach, what is it you think maybe the general public don't understand about when you find yourself in a relationship that's abusive and the steps you have to go through? What is it you think that people don't realise?
Okay, I did write some of this down for you guys. Those of us who live in domestic violence, we know how to hide it. We know how to cover it up, and we don't talk about it. We're embarrassed, ashamed, and scared. And we're brainwashed that if we do anything about it, we're going to end up a victim in a cemetery. They know these intervention orders don't work. They know, everybody knows, that these things that they've got put in place are not working. It needs to be listened to and dealt with properly. We've just heard that there's sexual assault in our government house from a magistrate, from a whatever you call him. Brittany Higgins was sexually assaulted in our government house. Now we've got women who are getting killed by people who should have been in jail. Enough of the men need to step up. Enough of that. We need to put them behind bars. We need to make them accountable. And women too, because there are men out there that suffer this as well and stay because of their children. No different to us. We need to put these steps in place and we need to start saving these women. Yeah. Because we're now looking at generations to come of little boys and little girls that have grown up without their mother. Little boys that have grown up with hate. Little girls that have grown up with hate. Hate in their heart because a system didn't save them. Oh, it's enough.
Yeah. Well said, Rach. It's so hard to know what to say other than just you individually knowing that you're in a slightly better place is so nice. Oh, look, for us. We've thought about you a lot since that time.
You I'm won in the 100% money. Better yeah. place than what I was 6 months ago. I am.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. We're so glad to hear that, Rach. We hope things just get better and better and that people hear your words loud and clearly.
Yeah. Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Rach.
It's going to be a long fight, but we're going to get there.
Yeah.
Good on you, Rach.
You're a good soul, Rach. Thank you so much. It's so
and
nice
I just
to hear
like
your voice.
To end it with a thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Rach.
You with an F, Rach. Thanks
bye.
So much, Rach.
Take care. Carrie and
Tommy. For your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
On exactly 5 seconds. And doing just that. Exactly that. Could change your life forever. Because today, the time game has jackpotted to
100,000, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Carrie and Tommy's $100,000 time game.
Oh, Jess, you got a good day. It's gone all the way up to the $100,000 mark for today. Does that sound pretty good?
Oh, it sounds excellent.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Gary, can I have a hell yeah?
Can I get a what's up?
What's up?
Oh, goodness. So scary. I'm so nervous.
You don't be so nervous, deflating. Jess. It's just $100,000. That's fine.
I know. Just $100,000.
Hey, when's the last time you won 100K, Jess?
Oh,
said yesterday.
Good. Well, should we make it happen again?
Yes, that would be excellent. That would be so good.
Yeah, yes. I know you know how it works, but just for everybody listening, in case they have just tuned in, our furry little friend here is going to say start. You say stop. If it's on exactly 5 seconds, $100,000 is all yours. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh.
Sorry, to be honest, I got distracted about the fact that I did WhatsApp and no one did WhatsApp with me. Anyway, so I wasn't really concentrating. Mm. How did Jess go in your head?
I'm sorry, Jess. I was daydreaming a little bit.
To be honest.
Yes, okay, well, let's find out. For $100,000, how did Jess go?
5.
Okay, that's a good start.
0.81.
Oh.
Okay.
What's up?
What a great ball. Lachey, g'day.
Hello.
Have I said your name right, Lachey?
Yes, you have.
What a wonderful name. What's your background?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. What do you mean you're not sure?
I don't know. Maybe German or something.
You're funny.
There's a bit of everything in the family.
Okay.
What are you doing with the cash quickly before you hand you over to Jessie?
I haven't really decided yet. I might just sit on it for a bit because I'm still young. I just want to be responsible with it.
How old are you, Lachey?
I'm 20.
Key.
Lachey
hasn't had an answer for any of the questions.
No, she's 20. She doesn't need to.
Yeah, actually, that's fair.
She's got a life
that's
ahead
fair.
Of her to answer fair. Questions.
Lachey, are you ready to go?
Yes.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh.
Are you late to things often, Lachey?
No.
Because I feel like that was a bit late. Jessie, how did she go?
$6,333.
Oh.
She fell slow, actually. Capri, a quick game is a good game. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very
named
well.
After the place?
Mum just heard it on a TV show one day.
Great. Hey. Good answers everybody has today.
Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, for $100,000, Jessie is
6.21.
Oh, no.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and it's time for this.
Guess the news. Guess the news. Guess the headline. If you've got time.
Did they still have the radio awards? Are they still a thing?
Yeah.
Well, I hope they're listening because get ready to be wowed. Carrie, this is where I give you a bit of a news story.
I've won one, you know.
You've won one?
Yeah, radio award.
Oh, I got beaten. No, I got beaten for best newcomer by, wait for it, Mel Doyle.
And best syndicated program.
Oh best syndicated
together
program.
Together we run best syndicated program. Yep. What are we going to win for this one? What have you got for us?
The Sick Hot Segment Award. Because this segment is sick hot. Carrie, so
this is where I've got to guess what happened in the story.
Guess what's in a man's beard. The man's name is Philip Weston Thomas, and he's from Cardiff.
In the UK. In the UK.
In the UK, isn't it? Cup of tea, cup of tea.
UK.
Shut it, you toilet.
Has he got a mouse in there?
No.
Is it a bit of food?
But it's not a bit of food.
Is it something that's grown in there?
No, something that is happy to be there.
He's happy that it's there.
They're both happy. It's a living thing.
It's a living thing.
Yep.
Does he choose to keep it in his beard or did it accidentally find its way in his beard and now he lets it stay?
He lets it come and go from his beard and it finds his beard calming.
Is it a reptile?
It is not a reptile, but that's a great guess. And what would you have if you had a reptile?
I was thinking it's snake.
Oh,
coiled up in there.
Oh,
yeah. Imagine going to kiss someone and have a snake in their beard.
You have a lizard, right? And then it can go, and all the crumbs and the juices that fall on your beard, it can clean it up for you.
You've got basically a second tongue.
Of course.
That's wonderful.
Yes,
a blue tongue.
A blue tongue, lizard.
No, it's not that cool.
No, okay. Is it a small animal of some sort?
It is.
Yep. Is it? And it's not a mouse?
No. It's bigger than a mouse.
Is it a cat? Is it a pussy? He's got a pussy on his beard.
He has not. Hang on, let me see. No, he's not got it.
When did you last time do you think that man had a pussy on his beard?
Okay, Carrie. It's not even.
What? If he likes other animals on there, maybe he lets the cat climb up.
It's double entendre at that point.
It is, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what's the other one?
Yeah, what is the other one?
Well, a cat.
Yeah, and what's the other one?
A
What do you mean?
Someone afraid. Yeah.
Oh, someone's yes. scared. When's he had an afraid person on his beard? Oh, it's terrifying here.
Okay, so how did he get this thing on him?
He was going for a walk yep. around a lake in Cardiff with his wife, Rebecca, and 14-year-old daughter in January.
A when bird.
His daughter spotted the bird freezing in the water, struggling. So he jumped into action, scooped up the pigeon, and he said it was shaking on its last pigeon. Legs. They've named the pigeon Bobby, and they've nursed him back to health. And now he spends the day nestled in his beard.
Yuck.
Oh, that's a long beard.
And he puts a pigeon nappy.
Pigeons are the rats of the sky. That is disgusting.
How does he hold it? And how does it stay in his beard?
And he takes it outside on a lead.
He walks it.
He walks with it.
He puts a nappy on it.
You know, I asked the question, when was the last time he'd had a pussy on his beard?
Mm-hmm.
A long time. I've seen him.
What, a scared person?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This time in 2 weeks, I will be on my way to China. Run each stitch, run a bit further.
Make me lose my breath, Great Wall of China. Go out, get it.
Yeah,
so
Beckett.
I am running the Great Wall of China Marathon.
Yes.
I've been training my little butt off, doing a lot of hill training.
Yes, you have.
And it's very hard.
No, you've been very impressive. How's your Mandarin coming along?
Ni hao. No. Is that not good?
I thought it was all right.
That was okay.
Okay, go again.
Ni hao.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else did you learn?
I don't remember anything of what our beautiful Mandarin teacher Jack taught me.
Shishi.
That's thank you?
Yep.
Yep, good. There was something about 1, 2, 3, 4. Forgotten that. My memory is so bad. I cannot. What was it?
Like that.
Yeah. Anyway, over the weekend, though, the London Marathon happened.
Did it?
And I've been watching, because you know how your algorithm on your Instagram.
You're a runner now.
Starts to feed you things that might like. Well, I'm getting a lot of marathon content.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
That's very different.
And some of the stories, inspiring stories from the London Marathon, made me realise I got this, I can do this, and that everybody that's there on that wall or whatever marathon they're in has their own story and their own reason for being. So the first thing that I saw is that a 92-year-old finished the half marathon at the London Marathon. I was like, okay, I've got no excuses.
92? What time?
92. I didn't see the time.
Okay.
Was walking across the finish line, but that's okay. If a 92-year-old can do it, I've got no excuse.
Yep.
What's wrong?
It's wonderful.
Why are you looking like not impressed with a 92-year-old doing a half marathon?
So sorry. I just don't know if your attitude should be. I think you should find these stories inspiring. But I don't know if you should just be like, oh, they're old, so I can do it.
But I think my fear that I won't be able to do it, when I see a 92-year-old being able to do it, I'm like, well, I'll be fine. Less inspiration and more motivational.
Competition. Yeah.
This story is absolutely beautiful, though. Louise Bernadette Butcher was the first woman ever to complete the marathon topless. And before you think, what do you mean? She had a breast cancer diagnosis and a double mastectomy, and she elected not to have reconstructive surgery. And so she had scars where her breasts would have been, and she trained for the marathon and ran with no top on to encourage body positivity and, you know, reduce the stigma around mastectomies and women who don't choose to have reconstructive surgery done. And it was one of the most beautiful videos I've seen on Instagram in a long while, her crossing the finish line, knowing the journey she'd been on. And I saw that and I thought, imagine overcoming cancer and while going through that treatment, beginning training for a marathon.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I mean, a marathon's probably nothing compared to it, but yes, combining both is nuts.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the other guy I saw is Lloyd Martin. He's 19.
Lloyd.
And he is a person with intellectual impairment, and he was training with his mum to compete. He would have been the youngest person to complete a marathon in the intellectual impairment category at the London Marathon. And he recorded this video. It's him talking to the camera. And it's just so beautiful. He talks about training with his mum and how if he gets tired, he's just going to stop, reset, go again. And I was listening to it and I'm like, yeah, you can. Have a listen to him. He's just
I'm Lloyd. I'm doing the London Marathon. I like running with my mum. My mum is a marathon runner as well. I love my mum. She's the legend. She's my mum. I was bullied in the past, but now the feeling right now in my college, in my school, they're feeling happy. It's not about the timing, it's about having fun with your family and staying there together. If I get tired or sore, I'll just keep going. I'll probably take a break for a few minutes, resync, and then get running again. Don't take your dreams out of you. Put the dreams in you and think about what you can do, because anything is possible.
Good on you,
Lloyd. Anything is possible. What an absolute just dose of positivity when I saw him. But I did tell you that my algorithm had changed. So have my DMs. People are now DMing me with marathon stuff. I don't know what to do with what I got sent. This is a woman who's just finished her first marathon. Look at her and tell me, is that what I'm going to look like when I finish my first one? What's happened? Has she fallen down the wall?
Carrie, she's done a UFC fight.
Oh. Oh, is that how I'm going to, are they saying that's how I'm going to look after my first half marathon?
I think
marathon?
You're finally learning what a meme is.
Good.
It's where they put different text on, different vision.
So she hasn't just done a marathon.
No, Carrie. See the people posing in fight poses behind
oh,
her?
Oh, good.
She's got her head punched in.
I know. I did think it was a lot for a run. Carrie and Tommy. It's been a while, but a putting a bit of share on. Share or share?
Sure.
Sure. I say share, but I think it might be share.
Share.
Share. Anyway.
Said with so much confidence.
I'm going to share with you a bit of share, a bit of believe. And the reason I'm putting believe
on. Is that the one that I think I can sing this?
You can't, but give it a go.
No, he's great.
I think I am pretty good at this one.
Yeah, I think this is your zone.
Yes, I think this is my zone. Do you believe in love?
This is going to surprise you.
It's the visuals.
But I actually haven't hit play yet.
I can feel something inside myself. I really don't think I'm strong enough.
So do you want to hear some exciting news? You
could haven't be done the second verse.
You could be a chance with Cher. Because Cher, who's 77, says she dates younger men.
I'm younger than 77.
How old are you? Because her current partner... 38.
Ooh,
what are you?
Too old. 39.
Well, she says she dates younger men because everyone her own age is dead. She said she's always liked dating younger men. She said that she can be quite shy when approaching men, but often found that people her own age were terrified to speak to her. Whereas she said people that were younger were raised by women like her. And she said, and they were
Freudian.
And they were just easier to chat to. She also went on to say that she once turned down Elvis. She said she was too nervous. She knew the people around him, and she said it wasn't that they were bad people. It's just that I was nervous of his reputation. I'm very shy when I'm not working and kind of shy around men.
Did he ask her out?
I don't know. Not sure.
Or did she just not talk to him? It's very different to turning him down.
No, if she says she turned him down, someone must have asked or he asked. Like, as in, you can't turn someone down that hasn't asked, can you?
No.
Or can, just, can we start walking around life just going, yeah, Brad Pitt, turn him down.
Yeah, turn him down. What happened? No, I just wasn't into it.
No. I mean, he never asked, but turned him down.
I haven't even been in the same country, but no. Carrie and Tommy. It's been a long time since we've done this.
How long is it?
Now, I think this could have been a COVID game that we did when we were bored.
I was going to say.
You know how we came up with the time game when you were bored in COVID? I think this is another thing that happened.
Not just bored, unhappy. Let's not forget that. Also, I think sometimes we don't play a game for a long time because we actually just forget about it and we rediscover how wonderful it is. With this one, sometimes we don't play for a long time because it's not very good. With this one, I honestly don't know which category it is. So should we find out?
Should we start? I want to work out and guess how long a cuke is.
How long?
Now,
I found the intro a bit annoying.
Is a cuke? I know they're baby cucumbers.
Yes.
But are they actually, or do you reckon they've bred them to be small? Like, because why wouldn't you just grow them more do you know what
I mean? They're pretty cute and yummy, though. Maybe they
don't eat it before you measure it.
That is true. Maybe they they don't let them grow because they know they sell more when they're little.
I guess they do this with everything. Lamb, I can't remember what the other animals are called.
Cows.
Yeah, but they do baby cows. Baby pigs and stuff. What are they?
Pork. Piglets.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Hey? Teacup pig?
No, why not eating teacup
pig? Sorry, I was Googling your cukes question.
What does it say about cukes?
It just says they're most commonly consumed in Persia.
No, I think it's a suckling pig is like a
baby pig that's still suckling on its mother.
So when you go to a restaurant and they order suckling pig. Yes.
Oh.
Anyway, I reckon.
Anyway, how long do you reckon that cuke is?
I reckon that is 70 mils.
I'm going, what?
7 centimeters. Okay, I'm saying 7. You reckon that's 10?
I reckon it's 10 centimeters.
That's not 10 centimeters.
Okay, let's go. What?
That is not 10 centimeters.
It is.
Like, it's not 10 centimeters. There's no way that's 10 centimeters.
That is.
If that's 10 centimeters.
Hang on. 10 centimetres. Thank you very much.
Is it?
It is.
I am packing.
Did you hope you don't have a baby cuke in there? That would be so underwhelming. Imagine that.
I know, but 10 centimetres. I can't believe that's 10 centimetres.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hope for us all.
Not anymore.
Oh,
jeez. I felt that. I did too.
Oh, I really did.
Okay, what do you got?
Now 10 centimetres after that bite. He's having the tape measure over here. So I have in front of me here a Coles. It doesn't matter that they're not endorsing it, but one of the paper bags.
You
ruined plastic bags for everybody and got rid of them.
Do you want to know the width or the height?
I want to know the height. Please,
I'm going to say 30 centimetres.
Well, I'm going to say that's at least 4 cukes, so I'm going to say 45.
Okay, go.
How long?
I reckon it could cut out there. Just for future game.
34 centimetres.
Ooh, closest to me.
Carrie wins again.
Okay, what about my foot?
Yeah.
My foot.
Yes.
My foot.
Give us
go
a
for
look.
It.
Give us a look.
How long?
I reckon it's 3 cukes, so I reckon it's 15 centimetres.
Hang on, was that cuke 5 centimetres?
No, the cuke was 10. Oh, sorry. Oh. I reckon it's 20 centimetres.
You reckon that's only? I reckon you measured the cuke wrong.
I didn't measure the cuke wrong.
I just reckon you did.
I didn't. Look, I have to put it back together now.
Yeah. Look. Yeah, go measure your foot. Measure your foot. Or do you need me to measure your foot?
No, I wouldn't come here. It's a bit smelly. Okay, hold on.
Do you get smelly feet?
Nah, not really.
Oh. Yeah.
Just being relatable.
I reckon 28. I reckon 28 centimetres.
25.
Oh.
What did I say?
I can't 20. Remember. You said 15 at the start.
I said 3 cukes. I'm going to measure everything in life by cukes.
I think the good news is I've remembered now why we haven't played the game in a long time. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Yeah. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Another wildly entertaining show with Carrie and Tommy is all wrapped up. If money feels a little wild, Nab's right there with you. From weekly groceries to the yearly holiday, whatever matters to you, Nab can help wrangle it. Nab, more than money.